following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info at gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We're just double-checking a few things electronically here to make sure that they're working. first of all, I mean, it might get a little bit of icky weather this afternoon, but that's okay. Just drive slow. Drive slow. That's the important thing. And that's what I want you all to remember. But, you know, 2 weeks ago, I would have said, we're done with ice. Okay, I'm eating my words. Because, I mean, while it's not all safe ice down here, as a matter of fact, there's been even in Wisconsin, there's been a lot of vehicles that have gone down through the ice. That's really, really important to realize that. And if your vehicle, ATV, pickup truck, I mean, in Wisconsin, that's what they do, and stuff like that. We're looking at, you know, you get a ticket, a nice fine. You have to get your vehicle pulled out of the water. And guess what? That's not cheap. And guess what? Your insurance isn't going to pay for it. I'm telling you, it's brutal when that happens. And so please, please, please remember that. And, you know, see, be careful when you're out there on the ice. But we got a lot of activity going on. We're going to be talking to, we got a really big, big show today, I think. We're going to have just a good time. Excuse me, I still have that frog in my throat from the Schaumburg show. everybody I know got sick. That's all I can tell you. Everybody I know got sick at the Schaumburg show. But that's okay. That's okay, everybody. I mean, you know, we're all having a good time. And if you happen to be going to a show, remember, shake with your right, eat with your left. And every time you shake a hand, take a little squirt of hand sanitizer, because we want to make sure that, that gets properly done. All right? And don't do that. But, you know, we're talking about today's show. Excuse me again. I must have that frog. That really, really, really. At least I don't sound like a couple years ago. I remember I had a real bad cold, and I could have done Barry White. Oh, baby, baby. I mean, my voice was so low. It was unbelievable. But let's talk about today's show. First of all, we've got Phil Piscitello coming on the program to talk to us about all the different programs we're doing in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And then we have the one and only Mr. Tim Mondel. I know it's not the first Saturday of the month, but I was busy the first Saturday of the month. Okay? Gotta remember that. Gotta remember. We're busy the first Saturday of the month. So we got him coming on, then the Aiden Fishing Report, because everybody loves the Aiden Fishing Report. Oh, my goodness gracious. And we always have to take that into effect on the program here. And let's see what else. You know, we might try to get a phone call in here at 1-312-332-3776.
And we might try to get to talk to you a little bit if we can. But we've got a jam-packed show, a jam-packed thing, and raring to go and ready to have fun with you. Where? On Chauncey's Great Out of Doors. And I just want to say happy birthday to the Boy Scouts, or I should say Scouting of America, because it's for boys and girls. And the girls are having just as much fun as the boys have had for 110 years or whatever it is. They're 115 years old today. And I've been part of that program for 63 years. And believe it or not, a lot of the stuff in this program is brought to you through what I learned in the Boy Scouts and the Scouting of America. I keep saying Boy Scouts and Scouting of America. Sorry, girls, but I will learn. Okay? Believe me, I will. Hey, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with the monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it!
Ice fish, baby.
Hey, guys, stop! Grab your bait and listen! Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend, Mike. We're hitting Lake Point.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on this great weather weekend. On the phone with me right now, because you remember a couple weeks ago, about a week or so ago, we got real 50 degrees outside, and I'm like, oh my God, and people actually, ATVs went through the ice in Wisconsin and all kinds of stuff, but it got cold again. So I figured, you know what, for it getting cold, I'm calling the man that I could call and say, Phil, what's going on? Phil Piscatello from the great Borderline Fishing Guide Service here in Northern Illinois. Phil, talk to me about ice fishing or conditions that you're feeling this week.
Well, ice was getting softer for a while, and yes, there was a few vehicles that went through, but like always, you have to use caution when you're going out there. You have to stay in the bays. If you're crossing over pressure cracks, take a spud bar with you. Make sure there's plenty of ice on both sides before you go crossing over it. Mm-hmm. That's how a lot of people are falling through. Always be number one. Ice is never 100% safe. Check the thickness frequently, and carry the proper safety equipment with you.
When you say pressure crack, what is that?
This from the ice shifting. It freezes odd and different in different times of the day, or some will freeze in different areas. Some won't freeze as well as others. Wind will keep areas open. The birds will keep some areas open. Then when it freezes, it'll be different thicknesses than the other. And they'll shift, and they'll butt up against each other, and they'll shift, and they'll cause these big cracks and everything. And it could be thick at the cracks, or it could be very thin on one side of the crack as opposed to the other side. So anytime you come up to these areas, you just got to be really careful.
Yeah, okay. Now, I think it's more important for people that not just, and I know people are going to, I love getting hate mail, you know. They say, the ice on such and such a lake was 6 inches. What are you talking about? Well, you know, I'm talking about safety, guys and girls. I want you to go out there to make sure, don't just walk out there without testing it. Don't walk out there and say, oh, there's a bunch of people sitting over there. We're just going to go out there and do it. But no. Test it a little bit before you get out there, because between me and you, me and those people, you may have an area where the ice got a little thinner, right?
Absolutely. And, I mean, there could be springs, there could be current areas. I mean, never assume it's safe. I mean, when there's groups of people in certain areas and you can tell where the high traffic areas are, those areas are probably safe if there's a lot of people. But when you go venture off into the main lake, especially out of a bay or something, you got to exercise extreme caution always.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay, but now let's get to some of the important questions. How's the ice fishing been in the last, you know, week that you've heard of?
Fishing has been good. Guys are getting out in certain areas have been really good on the chain. Lake Marie, they're catching walleyes. Walleye fishing has been really good through the ice this year. That's been good. The panfish have been good. Fishing has been really good. Mm-hmm. Some nice size and good numbers.
Oh, that's good to hear. And, you know, don't be surprised if you also catch a northern through the ice, or you catch a catfish through the ice. You know, and don't just say, oh, catfish, take it home, cook it up. It's pretty good, if you ask my mind. And, you know, those are some great options for people to try. But you don't have to get goofy with big baits or anything. It's, you know, small jigs, small baits. Get close to the bottom and work your way up is a common thing I hear, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It'll work your way from the top to the bottom. And as I tell people, just imagine like a fish aquarium. When you see all the fish in the aquarium, they're not all on the bottom. They're spread throughout the aquarium from top to bottom. And what you want to do, you want to pick off the higher fish first. So work your way from the top to the bottom. That way you'll pick up the ones off the top first, and then you won't drag them through the school, and you won't spook as many. And the bottom line is you'll just catch more fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work your way down, and then at the end, then fish the bottom fish. Then on the bottom, and there's a lot of fish that also will feed on worms and bloodworms and larvae in the mud, too. So then pounding the bottom will get the fish that are feeding on the bottom to bite, too. But I always start from the top and work my way down. I feel that way you'll catch the most fish out of the spot.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you mentioned, you know, different bloodworms and stuff coming out of the muck. Remember, the water is somewhere around, you know, low 30s degrees, okay? Remember, the frozen water is up on top, okay? And, you know, the water temperatures, it goes, but literally the bottom of that lake or pond or whatever you're fishing, a lot of fish I've seen literally are sitting on the bottom, and that's because even though, yes, you're in a cold water pond or lake, the physical earth is giving off some form of heat. And they'll lay there just on the muck. And, you know,
the warmest water at that time.
Yeah, which people go, what are you talking about, Chauncey? What are you talking about, Willis? You know, you goofy.
Yes, exactly.
But, I mean, you know, those are the things to go with. And I mean, you know, you could set up, whether you're jigging or, you know, put out a couple of tip-ups. But always wear your creepers, because let's not bounce our head off the ice on. You know, that's not a good thing to do, everybody. You know,
this year it's been like glass. There has been very little snow, so wear your creepers. Just falling down and breaking a bone or something, it's not worth it.
Yeah, and trust me, if you slip and fall and you bang your melon on the ice or the concrete, it's not a good day that day, trust me.
Not a good thing at all.
No. Now, you know, if somebody's looking for tip-ups, what are they generally going on the bait for tip-ups?
For bait?
Yeah.
On your tip-ups? Well, if you're fishing for, you can fish for anything off of tip-ups, too. Most of these guys are fishing for bass or northern pike and that. And the most common mineral that people are putting out there is a golden roach mineral, which is a very popular mineral. It catches a lot of fish. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I also tell people, if you can find suckers, those work really good. And sometimes they'll prefer suckers over the golden roaches. Well, I like to take both of those. And a lot of bait that's maybe even a little harder to find but is available at some of our bait shops is creek chub. Creek chubs are a very aggressive mineral. They move around a lot, and when put on a hook, they attract attention. And those are very, very good bait on a tip-up. Those are also highly recommended if you can find them.
It's a little tough to find, but if they got them, it's a good bait.
Yep.
You know, don't be afraid to buy a couple and just put them out there and say, hey, you know, I want to find somebody, either a bass or a pike or somebody, or even on the chain, you might even pull a muskie, you know, for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.